Advisory Committee for August 31st, 2022. As a reminder, please ensure you are speaking directly into your microphone and that you, for the official recording. Please state your name. My name is Larry Robinson. I am the chairman. For the record, each time you speak, the SIAC consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents. Residents provide the City Council with an independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations on land use, capital improvements, plans and impact fees in the context of state statutes, local ordinances. All votes are recommendations and are forwarded to the City Council for final decision. Staff will call on each commissioner and note commissioners present and absent, please.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson is present.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson present.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier present.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein present.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann present.
Commissioner Watford. Commissioner Watford. Marking Commissioner Watford absent. Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin present.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink present.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess present.
Commissioner Hawksworth. Marking Commissioner Hawksworth with an excused absence. Alternate Commissioner McDaniel.
Alternate Commissioner McDaniel present.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right, we definitely have a quorum. That's good. And if everybody could please silence your cell phones or anything out there that will make noises, I'd appreciate that. Flip the page and see what we do next here. Okay. All right. We're going to do the invocation now. Very good. All right. Vice Chairman Robinson, my younger brother, is going to do the invocation, and Secretary Stegmeier is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So, go ahead, sir.
Please join us if you'd like. Our Father in Heaven, again, it becomes a time where we can slow down some and carefully consider city business that involves us today, and as particularly as we plan for the future of our community, some of which we may not even see, but we plan for that to make the best decisions for our citizens. Be with each of us, give us wisdom, give us patience, and thank you for your care. In your son's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Can you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me. Okay. All right. Next could be the approval of the agenda. Consider approval of the agenda for the regular meeting of the Capital Improvements Advisory Committee for August 31st, 2022.
Commissioner Schein, motion to approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink, second.
All right. Schein makes a motion, and Commissioner Heidbrink makes a second. Any discussion, commissioners? None. Okay, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
All right. That passes 8-0. Very good. All right. Under our consent agenda item is going to be the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held on December the 8th, 2021 and January the 12th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Bess, make a motion to approve.
All right. Commissioner Bess, do I have a second?
Commissioner Schein, second.
Commissioner Schein makes a second. Okay, so Commissioner Bess makes the motion. Commissioner Schein makes a second. Any discussion? Okay, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, vote to approve.
Commissioner Shine.
Commissioner Shine, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
The pass is 8-0. Okay, next is going to be recognition of affidavits for conflict of interest. Mrs. Spell?
This is Yvonne Spell. We have received none.
None. Very good. All right, next item is going to be public comments. At this time, comments will be taken from the audience on non-agenda related topics for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes per person. To address the Capital Improvements Advisory Committee, please clearly state your name and address for the Planning and Development Administrative Assistant prior to making a comment. No action may be taken by the Capital Improvements Advisory Committee during public comments. Are there any citizens who wish to speak on a non-agenda related item at this time? Is there anyone that would like to speak on a non-agenda related item at this time? Okay, there is none. Very good. All right, next item is presentation. Young lady, please come up here and do your little spiel. Put your name and your address.
You need my address?
Don't we?
I'm Jessica Vassar with Reese Nichols.
Okay, cool.
Our office is at 10814 Murado Circle, Austin, Texas, 78759, just in case.
And your social security number?
Not going to fall for that one.
Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. How many of y'all were not here the last time we visited on impact fees? I know we've got some new commissioners.
They just got new clothes. It's the same
commission. Oh, okay. I was under the impression we had some new folks. So, well, in that case, I'm going to be very, very brief going through my presentation. Just a reminder of what we've already covered. There is nothing new here that you haven't already seen. Perfect. Okay. As a reminder, impact fees are a one-time fee that are charged to new development. This is not a tax or a fee on any of your existing homeowners or ratepayers. This is only a fee that is charged to new development. It's governed under Chapter 395 of the Texas Local Government Code, and it is a way for growth to pay for growth. This is just a reminder of the process. As the advisory committee, it is your role to provide written comments to the city council ahead of the public hearing, and we're going to hold a public hearing on this on September 27th. This is the service area for the impact fee, so this is not an impact fee on your entire wastewater collection system, and we are only doing these for the wastewater system, and it's only in this green service area shown on the map here. We developed an impact fee CIP using some previous studies. This is the proposed future land use, which is a requirement. We developed growth assumptions using the future land use. We developed an impact fee CIP using those studies by other engineers. We went through the impact fee calculations to determine the eligible impact fee cost. This is the really detailed calculation of how we got to our eligible CIP dollars using all of our impact fee CIP projects. And if y'all want me to slow down, just stop me, but I think you've all seen this. So we calculated service unit equivalents using the meters that are currently used in Harker Heights, and a single family home is currently served by a 3/4-inch meter, which has a service unit equivalent of 1. We determined the growth in service units using the proposed future land use assumptions and the growth in meters. And then we used all of this information to calculate the maximum allowable impact fee, which was $6,133 per service unit. So this would be $6,133 for a single family home. And as a reminder, the City Council does have the ability to set the fee anywhere from $0 up to this maximum allowable. And so I think that's everything I've got. The City Council had a resolution on August 23rd to set the date for the public hearing. This is the second public hearing on this. The first one was on the land use assumptions and CIP, and the public hearing is set for September 27th. I believe we have quite a few people that would like to provide you comments on what I've presented on tonight.
It looks like it.
I talked to IT and they said to do this.
Oh, thank you. I heard that there was like a little bit of feedback on that.
I'm still here.
Well, that was fast. That was very fast there.
It was very fast.
Are you ready for questions now?
I'm ready for questions.
Okay. All right, how much with the inflation and all that stuff we have going on right now with the administration we have in Washington, this money we have here right now, it probably isn't even, 6133 isn't even.
That's right. Inflation is not included. These are calculated in year 2022 dollars. So we took the most recent cost estimates for the projects that are proposed, and we used those. You may remember that we got an updated cost on the wastewater treatment plant expansion during the project, and so we included that cost. And then, of course, there were some projects that have already been constructed, and we used the actual cost of those. But no inflation is included in these costs, which really isn't appropriate for impact fees since it's kind of an unknown future. We want to be conservative on the low side when we're calculating these.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Robbie? Nope. Highly unusual, my younger brother didn't have any questions.
Well, yes, I will. Thank you. Since you gave me, Vice Chair Robinson, you said you don't take consideration inflation. I'm involved in another one, and inflation is a real factor. We're getting bit all the time by increased cost, and we just did another one this morning for another 20%.
For on an impact fee or for just a cost?
No, not for impact fee, for just cost for a project.
Yes, the cost climate is changing very quickly, but for impact fees, we really don't want to overestimate what the capital cost is going to be. In case it comes back, in case something changes and the market changes tomorrow and all the materials are available, we want to make sure that we're not overestimating.
And it said in here the city council does have the ability to adjust it.
Yes, and you're required by law to study this every 5 years. So in 5 years, we'll probably have updated costs and we'll want to recalculate the fee.
Commissioners, any other questions?
I'm here if anything else comes up.
All right, we'll probably be calling you up. Okay. All right. Y'all speaking at all?
So, just to give you a little bit of background that was also included in the memo, the reason that you may recall in January, this body considered the setting of the rate and writing a recommendation letter to the city council. After that, the city council did adopt the impact fees at the full amount as recommended by this body. However, due to state law and out of abundance of a caution based off of a few cases that have come to be, we want to bring it back, and we're bringing it back to include the word ordinance in the motion by the city council. And so in order to make sure that everything is still fresh, that this body still is along the same lines or may have a different opinion, then we'll take that forward to the council as well when they consider it at the end of September. And the reason that there is a delay to the end of September is because after public notice, we do have to wait 30 days before we have that final public hearing. And for the record, I'm sorry, this was Christina Ramirez, Planning and Development Director.
So, may I? Go ahead, yeah, Vice Chair Robinson, so we're doing this for one word?
So there has been some litigation that has arisen, and the word ordinance was left out, even though it was in the body of the memo as well as an attachment, because the motion made did not include the word ordinance. Out of an abundance of caution, we've been advised to go ahead and bring it forward again.
Okay. Okay. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Mayor or for the planning director? Nope. All right. So we're going to go ahead and jump into public hearings now. Okay. All right. Number one here, CAC-220. This is Chairman Robinson. CAC-2201, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider impact fee calculations and recommendations under which an impact fee may be imposed for wastewater facilities for the 2022 wastewater impact fee area and take the appropriate action. Ms. Bell for the city.
That was the, I apologize.
That was it,
that
right
was
there,
the
okay, good,
yes,
all right.
So you can open the public hearing now.
All right. Okay. This thing seems like it's not in the right order or something here.
I apologize. It doesn't have the, I now open the public hearing portion on it.
Where is that? Okay. All right. Thought I was missing something there. Okay, cool. All right. Okay, so the parts. All right, then who's your representative at this request? Okay, good. All right. All right, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? I have several of these are here right now. We can start with these. We have Lauren Ryder Hallmark. Sorry. Young lady, if you please state your name and your address.
Lauren Ryder Hallmark, 919 Rimblewood Street, Unit A, Harker Heights, Texas, 76548. I'm speaking on behalf of the Home Builders Association as a local homeowner, local investor, real estate broker, business owner, and a board member at the Home Builders Association. I'm going to just basically repeat the same thing I said to the council members last time we spoke. I didn't get to speak to you at the last P&Z meeting because I feel like the last time the impact fees were addressed, it kind of flew by. But basically, majority votes is that most developers and builders in the area have asked that you adjust the 6133 to 4,000. That's what pretty much everybody here tonight is going to speak upon. It's the majority vote. It's what everybody's agreeable on as far as continuing moving forward with development. We have a vast majority of developers and builders in the area that are within that green area on the charts that y'all received that will be pulling projects and not moving forward based off of the impact fees. They have all agreed to still move forward in consideration with the $4,000, which I feel like will be a very happy medium to continue development in the area, because I feel like the goal for y'all and the goal for the council members is for business owners to continue to develop, for our rights to continue to grow. So that's basically it. We're just requesting that you all consider obviously keeping the impact fees. We know that's really not a fight we have, but readjusting it to the $4,000 that everybody agrees upon.
Okay. Commissioners, y'all have any questions for Ms. Hallmark?
Yes, yes, sir. I hate to talk all the time. Hi, Vice Chair Robinson. Why 4,000?
They wanted lower, and that really wasn't an option. So I think it was just a discussion that we had that they were comfortable with based off of their figures, their projected development. This is some builders that have already placed plans with the city with plan development, and then some that have projects in mind in the area within that green area that they currently already own land in. They were gonna pull it, and then talk was that regardless if they pulled it, the project is going to continue because development will eventually come. So at the end of the day, the citizens are going to be paying for it in one way or another. I know that it's in place to help buffer the cost of it all, but upsetting developers and builders and having them pull their projects is not going to benefit anybody, the city or citizens. So we all spoke. There's tons of builders and developers in the area. We have a lot of builder members. We spoke to them all. They don't want it, but they all agreed to the 4,000. So with that being said, the ones that did come and speak to y'all and the city council, last time we had already discussed this issue, everybody agreed to the 4,000. There's not really a great explanation as far as a breakdown calculation formula-wise. It's just a number that everybody agreed on to move forward with their projects, which would, to me, would be a win-win for everybody.
Any other questions for Ms. Hallmark?
Yes. Secretary Stegmeier, I understand that this 6133 is the maximum amount at this time. It's based on, according to this new ordinance, is that the infrastructure is going to be based on the costs for that particular development, not across the board. It could be more or less. Couldn't that be true?
She's saying that it can be readjusted every 5 years, that they have to look at it ever so many meters, and it has the possibility to be readjusted, and we're aware of that. Okay. We're just asking for now, for those who are not grandfathered in or for those who are planning on doing development within this 5-year period, are requesting the 4,000. mainly because it is capped out. We do think it's very aggressive. It's already going to be adjusted. We realize one day it will be capped out, most likely. But we've been dealing with impact fees throughout Central Texas, fighting them all over just based off of what the common goal, I guess you could say, is.
Well, I guess the city engineer is going to be helping the city council make these adjustments up or down, not necessarily to the full max amount of 6133. I'm not sure. We voted on that for a max, not necessarily for every project, if I'm aware of.
I'm not quite sure.
It's only the ones in that area.
Yeah. The area, the green area of the graph, the 6133, is what was agreed upon to max out per meter. So that may be adjusted, but as of right now, everybody that does development, pulls permits, gets a meter, it's 6133 per meter. So 6133 for every single family home, and then double that for duplexes and so on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And the next speakers, guys, she went over a little bit. Everyone else can be at 3 minutes or less on this. You have anything else, Elaine?
No.
No, go ahead.
No, it's not a question for her.
Okay.
All right.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
Can I ask it?
Yeah.
When we voted on it, we didn't vote for the 6133. We voted from zero to 6133. That way we didn't handcuff the council.
No, we went 6133.
That was a max.
No.
6133.
A copy of the letter should be included in the packet, and it was up to a maximum of the 6133.
Up to.
This body is a recommending body. Right. And so the actual dollar amount comes from the city council. This body just makes a recommendation. And so at the discussion in January and December, when we talked about this topic before, at one point there was a motion that failed and a discussion in regards to setting it at a lower amount for the maximum cap that city council could consider. And in the end, ultimately this body voted to put it up to the maximum to allow that flexibility for city council.
So that was zero to the maximum, or
yes,
that was the
that
maximum?
Yes, that is correct. Zero okay. To the maximum, up to.
Brother's going to check that real quick. Okay, next person here should be Dustin King. Come on down. Mr. King, please state your name and your address, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
Dustin King, 8305 Dorset Drive. And I just want to second what Lauren said. We kind of want to try to find a happy medium somewhere between 6100 and nothing. We understand that that's not an option. But when I started my project off of Warrior's Path, it was discussed that the impact fee was going to be about $1,000 because it was the one project that y'all are currently doing now, which is the lift station and the force main going down 2410, and it was roughly going to be about 1,000 houses, $1 million project, so it was going to be $1,000 a lot. So I voted to move forward with my project, and now, in the middle of my project, now it went from that to 6100. So we would just like to find somewhere in between, you know, $3,000-$4,000, and hope that y'all would consider that. So that's all I got.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Joshua Weld. All right. Yes, sir. Please state your name, your address there, and get to it. You got 3 minutes.
All right. Thank you all for having me. Joshua Welch. I'm currently the current president for the Central Texas Home Builder Association. Address is 2002 Rustic Manor, Temple, Texas. If you can, on the slides up there, if you can go back to the one that has the financials on it, the project and the dollar amounts. I can probably help explain a little bit more of where that $4,000 amount came from. We met with the city and staff multiple times looking at some of the costs and the projects and when they're going to be needed. And so you can see where the existing projects right now that are already ongoing, this impact fee is going to go towards. And you can see the proposed projects down below, which the ones that we know are going to be needed and for planning in this area is that 12-inch force main and that Rummel lift station expansion. And so when we looked at the projects below there of when that other lift station may be needed, the new lift station, and the new proposed big 18-inch force main, the 24-27-inch gravity line. Those items were items that were going to be towards the end of this 10-year timeframe, not needed. They're going to be, if they're needed, they're going to be later, not sooner. And so that's the kind of what had gone to council, and the proposal that we had kind of agreed on with staff had gone to council, and it had come out at about $4,000 a unit with that, looking at those numbers, and because we knew the items that were going to be needed now are up there, and so, okay, we'll agree that, we agree we need to do those, we'll help pay for those. Some of these items towards the bottom, we didn't know if they're going to be needed in 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. So with impact fees, if you collect an impact fee for those projects now, you have to spend it within 10 years. And if you don't, then that money has to get refunded back to the developer, whoever paid it. So instead of tying money up now, we're not going to know if we're going to need it in 10 years. We felt it was a lot better to assess the impact fee at the $4,000 rate for the projects that we know we're going to need, and be able to then, you know, have that, use that moving forward instead of tying monies up that we don't know if we're going to need to use it or not. So that's why we're up here and a proponent of that $4,000 level. That's what we had to kind of talk through, agreed upon with staff, and that was staff's recommendation when it went to council. And I'd be happy to answer any questions y'all may have for me.
Okay. No questions, Lori. Yes, ma'am.
So I did go back a couple of things. I did go back and I looked at the letter. The letter that was actually signed was a maximum of 6133. That it specifically states, give me a second here, approval of the maximum collection rate per service unit of 6133. So this body did recommend the maximum,
yep,
not the up to. And I do apologize for that. On the impact fees here, these are the ones that were presented in March to the City Council, and that the $4,000 came with some back and forth, as Mr. Welch indicated, with the city's engineer, and we ran some different options. When it was presented to City Council, we did present this option as well as the full amount. Based off of negotiations at that time, trying to get an impact fee passed, this is what was discussed as part of that process. The City Council chose to go with the full amount after many discussions that they had in regards to the impact to the overall citizens of Harker Heights and not just those that were incoming in the green area. And as a reminder too, there is a 1 year not a deferral rate, but before it actually can be assessed and collected. It will not be collected until any permits pulled after 1 year from adoption by the City Council.
All the construction they have going right this minute or next month or the month after?
If it's completed, it doesn't even have to be completed. The word in the local government code indicates that a building permit is pulled. If the building permits are pulled prior to that 1 year date, then they do not pay the impact fee.
And that's right about the 1 year, if we have the money and we don't spend the money, we have to give the money back?
There is a time frame in order to provide that money back. All of this has to be accounted for separately financially as well as tracked with development permits. And so we have multiple departments within the city that will be working towards or working together to process all of this information and keep track of when those return dates are, when those expenditures are, and what they're used for.
All right. Mark, can we have you come up for a minute, ma'am? Josh, we'll hang on for a second, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the items on here that Josh was saying that we don't need right now, we may not need, can you acknowledge that that's correct, or he's off, or?
So, items 3, 4, and 5, those are proposed expansions that we will need for the wastewater system. The Rummel lift station that you see now, we're doing that expansion for this service area. And at some point, as things build out, then that extra lift station, the larger gravity line, and the wastewater treatment plant expansion will have to happen. So it's all driven by growth and how quick that happens. That could be next 5 years, it could be 10 years. So,
okay. questions for Mark?
Question for you. This 6133, is this supposed to go up to that amount, or that's the amount that we voted on?
6133.
Yeah, okay. So that's not up to, could be anywhere in between, but it's 6133, period?
That was your recommendation months ago.
Well, I understood it was going to up, yeah, that was be up to that point, not right there, right now.
We should present, let's make it easier for the city council, give them the full amount, that way they can work from there.
So if I can clarify, this is Christina Ramirez again. The maximum amount is set by the engineering calculations that they pull together. We can only charge by state law a max amount. And so that's where the 6133 came from. And so city council does have the authority to make it 6133, or they can make it any number that they want to up to that dollar amount.
That's what I understood.
So the recommendation from this body was for 6133. That just provides council the ability to go all the way up to that dollar amount.
Right. So if this says here that, excuse me, I apologize, it's determined the cost of additional public infrastructure is based on the development identified in the capital improvement plans needed, mm-hmm, that particular development. Not necessarily to charge them the full 6133. That's how I read this here. Am I wrong in that?
So the way that impact fees work is you pick an area, and the dollar amount that's set is that dollar amount for every project, every lot, everything that comes in after that.
Each time they go before the permit for a meter. So.
Okay. Got me on that one.
Okay. All right, no other questions for Mark?
I have a question for Ms. Ramirez.
Please do. Thank you, gentlemen.
If you could just clarify for me, if we're, I'm going back to the one word, how are we trying to address one word, and we've opened up the whole thing talking about all the money and the projects and so on. Isn't the question whether to add the word, the missing word, to the ordinance and get on with it?
So that's the question for the city council, and we added the word into their item there. But because this body is the recommending body, and in order to keep everything the same as it would have been going into it, we were asking for an updated letter on the advice of legal, just to go ahead and reinstate a letter, provide a fresh letter for this opinion for them to consider.
Did we provide the word to the city council, and then when the ordinance was prepared by the city, it didn't get included?
We did not. The motion that came from here, and then that was carried up to the city council and was put in the advertisements, while it was included in the memo as well as the attachments, it was not included in the public notice. And so therefore, since we haven't collected any dollar amounts, we just want to go ahead and nip this in the bud, so to say, and out of abundance of caution, get it before city council again with the term ordinance in it.
Based on what you said, then why are we talking about money?
So because this recommendation from this body allows you all and requires you all to set some type of suggested limit for city council to consider. And Jessica, if I'm not wrong, they can't go above the limit that's set by this body. So they would be...
No, they could?
Okay.
If you recommended $4,000 and city council wanted to go up to 6133, you're just making a recommendation, but they do not have to take it.
Okay.
Commissioner McKinnon. So we can go back now and make it 0 to 6133. We can clarify that today.
It is. It is.
No.
They can set it wherever they want.
Well, no, but I'm saying what we gave to them was 6133.
It's not, I mean, it says right here it's a maximum of.
Yes.
I don't see how, if you say it's a maximum of, how could it not be any lower than that?
Because that night we were able to give them any number we wanted to,
right.
4-0-2, and we gave them 6133.
6133 is the maximum.
Yes. And that's what
that's
we did.
That's what we did.
Right. Now, doesn't mean they can vote.
It's the maximum.
Yep.
And the city council was then to vote. I think these guys all have a wonderful point. I think they're making it at the wrong place, but I'm not against it.
I'm sure they're going to be at the next place.
the question is what we recommended, and if we need to make that more clear,
we recommended that it be from 0 to 6133. 6133 is a maximum. It is. That is what it says. It's written right there in front of
me. I asked you earlier. You said.
Is your motion?
Sorry. Instead of 6133.
I can go back and pull it.
That's the maximum limit.
It can make it whatever.
It's the maximum, guys. But we just asked, and you said it's 6133.
The letter says approval of the maximum collection rate per service unit of 6133.
So it can be anything.
No.
We can do it now.
Yeah. But then at that point, oh no.
I disagree with you.
We can pull up the audio on it, I guarantee you.
So this is what's written.
Correct.
For the 2022 wastewater impact fee, the maximum allowable amount for the 3/4-inch meter at 6100. That's a maximum allowable amount at that. So I mean, if you tell me I can haul in my truck a maximum of 2,000 pounds. I can also haul 500, 1,000, yeah. 1,500, or 2,000. If I go to 2,100, I'm over the max. And that would not be advisable. But anything under that.
Well, because of Ford. But Chevy probably isn't a problem. But the deal, and I swear, Christina, may I misunderstood that? I thought you said just a moment ago that it was 6133.
So give me a minute. You all have asked a lot of questions, and I need to make sure that I'm citing the correct verbatim answers.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull up Jeff Lackmeyer. Come on down. Jeff Lackmeyer, please state your name and your address. You've got 3 minutes or less.
Thank you. My name is Jeff Lackmeyer. I'm 1201 W.S. Young Drive, Killeen, Texas. I'm a builder-developer in this area. I don't know that I have a whole lot to add from what everybody else has been speaking about. I'm kind of about the numbers, so I don't know if we're talking about numbers because it seems like we're moving away from numbers. I'm going to agree with Lauren. I think, you know, when the builders, I'm a builder member of the Home Builder Association. I am not part of the board. I want to say that I agree with what she said. I also would like to say that you know, Robert, you mentioned inflation. Obviously, some of these numbers will probably be inflated over time. That's probably a given. Of course, it's a given in home construction right now. I think my thoughts in looking at a lot of this is the volume of income that's made off of it. I would be interested to know the answer to the question of whether or not once you've made your capital improvement cost, is it kind of dissipated, or is it just continued on as part of a city collection for improvement or potentially future more improvement? Obviously, like I said earlier, I think it's going to be more than what it is up here, but when I start calculating lot volumes and lot amounts in a subdivision, you know, it generates quite a bit more than what's up here on the board, and I don't know if this board really represents the total cost that's going in the ground. I will say that what is in the ground is not going to inflate in value. It's there already. What's going to inflate are obviously the lift stations that are coming. So to me, I think some of your assessed values are already there. But again, I don't know that I have much more to add, so thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, Mr. Lackmeyer. Okay, next person would be JT Hahn. Sir, you please state your name and your address.
J.T. Hahn, 2803 East Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Killeen, Texas. Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I grew up here in Killeen, Harker Heights area, and I've seen Harker Heights just flourish and grow. And I appreciate y'all wanting to do this and making it better. But we're going under tremendous inflation already. Lot prices have gone up. Land prices have gone up. Building prices have gone up. This is just another way to make it go up where we're not going to have affordable housing. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, Harker Heights had a lot of trailer parks and a lot of low-income houses. Now we're going to duplexes and nicer homes, tax rates gone up, more businesses are here. We're doing a great job. Y'all are doing a great job as far as making this a beautiful town for people to come live in. Your rents are higher than Killeen, you know. To be honest with you, I feel like for me as a builder, Nolanville's a lot easier. easier to work with because they're not trying to do this. They're happy to have us come in as builders and developers to come make their city better. I think they're where y'all were a long time, or where Harker Heights was a long time ago. But I think adding another $6,700 when you're already adding so much in tax money and different money from the inflation of homes in this area over the last 2 years, you know, used to buy a duplex lot for $15,000 to $20,000. We're looking at $40,000 to $50,000 to $60,000. The cost to build has gone up from, you know, $100 to $200 in this area. So just things like that are things that we're fighting to continue to stay in business and continue to grow with you as a community and to bring more people here. So I would really, really like you to really think about what we're doing. I mean, I know it says it's going to be to the developer, but all that stuff passes down. It's all gonna go to the end user. It's all gonna go to your people that wanna live here that are moving from Austin because they can't afford Austin. How far are we gonna go? I mean, are they gonna move to, I hope they move to McGregor. I'm gonna do one in McGregor, so. But that's kind of the thing. We wanna keep people here. We wanna keep businesses here. We wanna keep duplexes coming here for rents and more people coming to Harker Heights and not choosing Nolanville or Killeen, things like that. And I think y'all have done a great job. I would really like you to consider the $4,000. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anyone else out there that would like to speak that hasn't filled out one of these little forms? Okay. All right, young lady, if you can come back up here again. Right now in our area, Temple has no impact fees, right?
Correct.
Okay. Belton has no impact fees?
Correct.
Nolanville?
No.
Okay. Salado?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, but we go to Georgetown?
Yes.
How much?
Georgetown has them.
How much?
Can you advance in this PowerPoint that you have open right now to slide 16, please? Georgetown's $11,269. Now that's water and wastewater combined. For the wastewater impact fee alone, it's $4,348.
Okay. Then Pflugerville?
Pflugerville is currently at $16,171, but they are studying it right now to raise it.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
We've got a lot of infrastructure to put on the ground.
All right, Round Rock. What do you think the difference is between Round Rock and Georgetown there?
It all depends on how much infrastructure they need to build. So if you've got to build a new wastewater treatment plant, a wastewater treatment plant expansion, a water plant, those things are really costly. And if you maybe already got those on the ground, you maybe don't have quite as many capital costs. So that's what's probably driving the differences in those fees.
Okay.
Are these citywide or just?
These are all citywide.
Okay.
The
entire
anywhere,
city.
Anywhere in the city.
Louisville does have two service areas for their wastewater system. And this is the higher of the two service areas that I'm showing on this graph.
But it's for the entire city.
Yeah, so there's a wastewater impact fee that's a little bit lower in one portion of the city, but the everyone that has wastewater services pays an impact fee.
That's the same for Killeen as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any cities that you can think of that you've been involved with the size of Harker Heights that you can think of and give me the number that they might be at?
That's hard to compare apples to apples. There are, I mean, in North Texas, almost every community up there has impact fees, but I don't feel like they're in the same market because I think North Texas is such a different client than what we have here in Central Texas. So I don't know that I could give you anybody off the top of my head without misstating the number.
All right. The ones here, that, so Killeen is at 1579?
This was as of March, so this is whatever we presented in March.
Correct.
Okay. So maybe higher, some of these maybe?
Some of them I do not know if they've changed because they're in the middle of their of cycles. I know some we're talking about.
Why do you think Temple doesn't have any?
I'm not sure. Maybe just a political decision.
So
maybe they're worried it'll drive growth away.
But east-west Bell County thing maybe.
They have a lot more industry.
All right. All right, commissioners, y'all have any questions, Ms. Young Lady?
Commissioner Austin, so on the ones that don't have the impact fees, essentially they still have to build the infrastructure, so they're going to get taxed in a different way.
Right, so the ratepayers and taxpayers are going to have to pay for the cost of that infrastructure.
Commissioner Commissioner McCann, what happens to the impact fee when the project's done, like when it's complete?
When the infrastructure projects are complete?
When the whole lift station, when everything's done?
So that's what, we update this every 5 years, and so after a period of time, 10, 20 years, if we conclude that there's no additional growth happening in this area, all the infrastructure has been built and recouped, we can sunset the fee and we can, we don't have to have it anymore. As a reminder, once the infrastructure is built, if it still has capacity to serve growth, you can continue to recoup the impact fee on that, just like some of these projects that are already on the ground. So just because the infrastructure is built doesn't mean that the impact fee stops. It's an assessment we have to do every time we update it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, Mr. Hong? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to talk about a little reason Georgetown and Roundup, they have to bring water from our lake that's right in our backyard. There are a lot of those impact fees are $10,000 for water meters and things like that. They're not for wastewater. We have water here. We have a tremendous amount of water here, so that's a lot of water.
You're talking about the water there. We have water right now that we're fixing to be taking from Belton Lake, from Belton Lake, and bring it to Stillhouse Lake because Stillhouse Lake is going to Georgetown.
Correct.
And that's a multiple huge project there.
That's $10,000 for those water meters and stuff like that. A lot of those impact fees are for water more than they are for wastewater. So that's I just wanted to speak upon those impact fees.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. Joshua, I've got to get Mr. Ayers, but Scott, if you want to come here and state your name and your address.
Sure, and I'll fill out a sheet. Scott Airy, 2027 Sandy Point Road. I really had no intentions of speaking tonight. I really just wanted to listen. And I think many of you here know I'm certainly involved in understanding and seeing where taxes are going in the city. But you asked a question, Mr. Robeson, that I want to make sure you had an answer to. You said, why does Temple not have an impact fee? And really, Temple has one of the highest debt rates around. If you were actually to look at the INS rate of Temple versus Harker Heights, you'd be flabbergasted. There's probably about 35 to 40% of its tax rate is INS rate, which is debt they've taken on in the form of certificates and obligation. So when the discussion comes up about impact fee, keep in mind that if the impact fee is not realized from the first time homeowner, it will be passed to the homeowners, of the taxpayers of Harker Heights in its full form. And we could very much look just like Temple with a very, very high debt rate. Already we acknowledge that the only way that the water plant gets expanded is by bond. That will not be done by current revenue, it's done by bond. So you're gonna push a bond on the citizens for that, and you're most likely gonna have to expand that bond if we don't take the impact fee. I was here when the discussion came up about lacking the word ordinance, and quite honestly, I was flabbergasted because local government code chapter 395 just says the city council shall approve. It doesn't say the form of the approval. It doesn't say it has to be an ordinance. And this body approved a $6,133 impact fee. That's just 50% of the overall costs that are estimated by this engineering firm. You had another method to do that, which was to take all the credits from the revenues from those properties, but you opted for the 50%, and I'm sure that made the calculation a lot easier. So that's 6133, certainly a burden to the first time owner, but it's probably reflective of the true cost of the infrastructure to be put in up 2410 to make those lots available in the method you choose.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Any questions for Scott? All right, thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Temple, but I live in Temple, and we actually lowered our tax rates this year, so with all the growth that we've had. So anyway, our tax rates went down over there. The one other thing I was going to add is if you look at the service unit equivalents, is because you do have some commercial uses planned out in this area, and so if you had to pull bigger water meters for some of those commercial uses, just keep in mind that you're, like, say, $6,000 is the max for a 4-inch equivalent meter. That's 20 service units, so that impact fee to that commercial unit would be $120,000. And if you went to a 6-inch, it'd be $240,000. So just keep that in mind, too, with the future commercial growth out there going out in that area, what that potentially could do to commercial, too. So.
Good point. Thank you. Young lady, can you come up one more time? All right. You're kind of like my little bodyguard. Okay.
table here. This is the service unit equivalence, which is based on the maximum flow rate per meter and gallons per minute. So he's right that if we have a 1.5-inch meter, it does pay two times the impact fee of a 3/4-inch meter based on how much flow that meter can pass, and based on the impact on the system. So these service unit equivalents are for the larger meters.
If you can hold right there for 1 second, Mark, you don't have to get up, but the our average commercial meter in Harker Heights, what size is it, sir?
Probably 1 to 2 inch.
1 to 2 inch. And Josh, were you talking 4 inch a moment ago, is what you said?
4 inch, 6 inch, 3 inch. I mean, I just,
okay. All right, that's cool. I just want to make sure. So our normal deal is 1 to 2 inch.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. All right, thank you, sir. Continue, young lady.
That's all I had to say. I was just going to validate his point.
Okay, cool. All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Please have a seat. Okay, is there anyone else that they would like to speak about this tonight? Anyone else would like to speak about this tonight? Okay. I now close the public hearing. At this time, okay, guys, I know what did you find out?
So I did go back and listen to the meeting itself, and we can play it if you like. It does say up to. It does say up to the maximum of 6133 in the motion.
Okay. I am wrong. Everybody hears that? I'm wrong on that.
And so what we would do is we would also clarify that one sentence in here before Larry would sign it, if that is the same motion from this body.
Okay. All right. Guys, 6133 is a mathematical deal there that it's simple math. I mean, Harker Heights is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I know people want to build, they can build somewhere, they can build anywhere they want to, you know. But I do know that overall, they want to build Harker Heights. And it's not like we are adding this to get at people or pocket money or put anything in with the city here. This is going straight to what has to be done for these properties. And Scott brought up some good stuff there, and Scott and I are not best friends, that's for sure, but he's good with numbers. And she, of course, has mentioned previously there that this is half of what the cost is. This isn't the whole cost. This is half. So the city is paying for half of this. And, you know, I don't see any other way but going with the maximum amount there of that. $4,000 sounds cool. $5,000 sounds cool. But 6133 is half of what it should be there, or what the cost is actually going to be on this. So that's where I am on this. I mean, you guys can do whatever you want to, and young lady, but I think that we are going to be doing a disservice to the city of Harker Heights. If you looked around right now, the number of cities that are going bankrupt, can't afford to pay their cops, can't afford to pay their firemen, can't afford to take care of potholes in the road there. That's because they made mistakes as they're going along. And Harker Heights has already made a lot of mistakes. You know, we don't need to add this to the list of mistakes that we have made in the city of Harker Heights, in my opinion. So, anyways, that's what I have to say about it here. I need a motion on this as to what you guys want to do, or guys and girl.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Can you go back to the page that had the costs with the highlights on it? So our numbers, the 6133, is it based on these highlighted numbers?
It is not. It is based off the original presentation by Ms. Vassar.
And do we, this makes an assumption that 20% that we probably won't use those. Do we have any for, and we're certainly not going to use them all right now, I'm guessing. Is that, can we get a statement from the city on whether that's a valid argument or not?
So based on what we've seen come in, as well as current costs that we're having in the existing projects that we have, staff does support the 6133. However, it is completely up to the city council whether or not we go to that lower rate. Based off the projection and how fast that green area is currently scheduled to develop, or that there have been interests or items submitted to the city, we believe that sooner rather than later, the TCEQ requirements will kick in and we will have to start those plant improvements.
Brink. The only comment that I would make is in the type of developments and builders and everything that this is going to impact, just looking around it, sorry, I got a throat problem, looking at around some of the other cities and stuff, I want to keep as much of the uniqueness of Harker Heights with the different builders and the different developers and everything that are building here. And not necessarily going to having certain big box builders or whatever taking over and developing all of the areas. And then you're going to end up with subdivisions that are going to look very much like other areas of Killeen or something else. And I'd just like to keep the uniqueness and everything of Harker Heights, of Harker Heights the way it is. Excuse me, I can't talk.
Drink some water, brother.
I did. No, I'm good. I'm just saying, I would like to keep the uniqueness of the city the way it is, the higher quality developments and everything that are going in, and trying to keep some of these builders and developers from pulling projects that they've already got planned and everything also.
So who would like to make a motion?
So in the motion, where do we add the word ordinance?
So this body does not have to worry about the term ordinance. This body, it's a repeat of what we did in January. We're just looking for a recommendation in regards to the fees and the calculations that went into developing those fees.
So it's a, Commissioner Best, so it's a redo from the previous meeting.
Yes, so you may remember.
We're going to once again make a motion to either go with a set number or a 02 number.
Yes.
And these fine folks will be able to go to the city council and make their argument.
Correct.
That whatever we do, the city council is not beholden to.
Correct.
And that was an hour and a half.
There is another public hearing.
September 27th.
Yes.
Commissioner McCann, I'd like to make a motion to set it from 0 up to 6133.
Okay.
So if I could, and I do apologize, but because of legal reasons, if we could read the motion up that's on the screen before you, and then instead of saying based off staff recommendations and findings, it would be to say up for a value from 0 to 6133.
Commissioner McCann, I'd like to make a motion to approve an impact fee calculation for 2022 from 0 to 6133.
Can we add for the impact fee area to your motion? I apologize, wording is a big thing with these.
Okay, Commissioner McCann, I'd like to make a motion to approve the impact fee calculation for 2022 impact fee area from 0 to 6133.
Is that good?
Yes, sir.
Good job, dude.
Secretary Stegmeier, second that motion.
Okay, so we have a motion, a great motion by Commissioner McCann, and then we have a second by Secretary Stegmeier. Any discussion, commissioners? None. All right. Okay, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson, I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
All right, passes 8-0. Good job, everyone. Okay, next item are the reports from SEAC members, alternates. Are there any members or alternate members who wish to speak at this time? Any staff comments?
No, sir.
Nope. All right. Hearing nothing further, we are adjourning the regular meeting, the SEAC, at 6:30 p.m.
Did you say break?
Yeah, we already go ahead, we'll do the, they have dinner for us.